Because truth be told, if it was easy, then every single fucking person in the online fitness space would be a millionaire.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes, and what it takes to build a million-dollar movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
What is going on, team? I hope you guys are having a killer, killer week. I recently got back from a 10-day trip to Thailand, which was a fucking amazing trip. Yes, I worked the entire duration, but it beats being in this office every single fucking day of the week. As I go through this journey over the past 7 years, it's given me a lot of reflection on the process that I had to go through, the mindset, the perspective, the beliefs, the stories, the identity that had to die in order for this version of me to be reborn. You and I both know that there are stories and beliefs and perspectives and levels of awareness that you have when you're starting out, and it progressively changes as you go along this journey. You know, what gets you to 10K per month in terms of stories, beliefs, levels of awareness, perspective, etc., is not going to get you to 20K a month or 50K a month or 100K a month. And across each one of these levels, there is a version of you that must die in order to be reborn. And so I started this journey back in 2016. And, you know, I've worked with about 13 other mentors to date. You know, I went from Steve Papps to Tom Clark to Lynn Trinh to Tanner to Traffic and Funnels, Sabri Subi, Cole Gordon, Clients and Community, Dan Bolton, Brendan Kelly, Hector Gonzalez. And it's been a fucking crazy journey. And reflecting back on this journey, you know, obviously I was a part of all of these masterminds. I would see so many coaches and they would come and go. I'd see people come in, they might get a piece of success temporarily, and then they would just fizzle out and they'd die and they'd leave and they'd go back to a job. And one thing I noticed along this journey is that the ones that tend to succeed are not only willing to do whatever the fuck it takes, not only are they consistent, they're disciplined, they've got work ethic, they have the ability to navigate their way through problems and actually get out of their own way and coach themselves through their bullshit, but they have this level of delusional optimism to know that everything's going to be okay, to know that no matter what happens, they are going to succeed. And what's really crazy is that usually the work comes before the belief. Like, you put in the work, you get a result. If it's a good result, it's going to give you a positive feedback loop, which is going to feed your confidence and your certainty and your level of self-belief. The really fucked up part is having the belief that you're going to win, even when the result does not come today or tomorrow or next week or next month or even next year. Being committed to doing the work consistently, regardless of whether the result comes today or whether it comes next month or next year, simply because you have this unwavering belief inside of yourself that you're going to pull this shit off, that you're willing to do whatever the fuck it takes. And so what happens a lot of the times is I see new coaches coming into masterminds, and if they have a shitty belief and a shitty story of, you know, ads don't work, the system's not going to work, I failed in the past, so I might fail again. If they try to take action with that belief, then it's simply going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Why? Because your actions are governed by your beliefs, and your beliefs are governed by your stories, and stories are created based on emotions that have been triggered inside of your mind, based on an action and a decision that you've made inside of the past. This is why a lot of you have clients inside of weight loss coaching programs that simply fail, not because your system doesn't work, not because your nutrition programs aren't effective or your exercise programs aren't good, simply because they cannot get out of their own way because they have shitty ass beliefs and shitty ass stories that they tell themselves inside of their own mind that leads to shitty actions and therefore leads to shitty results. So if you want to change the result, then you need to change the story that you're telling yourself about how you can achieve X result, about the belief and the certainty that you have in your ability to actually pull this shit off. Because truth be told, if it was easy, then every single fucking person in the online fitness space would be a millionaire. But the reality is that it's not easy. And any business coach that tells you otherwise is full of fucking shit. People don't want to hear that it's hard, that it's challenging, that you are going to be met with adversity, that you are going to be facing moments of scarcity where you're going to want to throw in the towel. But it's these moments when you're in the pit. And what the pit is, it is basically a black fucking hole where shit's not working, where you're not getting applications booked inside of your calendar, where you're not converting prospects on sales calls into clients, where people have no certainty in you, where nothing is actually working inside of your world. That is when you're inside of the pit. And when you're inside of the pit, it's going to expose you to the facts and the truth of where you currently are. It's very easy to live in fantasy world, posting on your stories and posting on your reels, showing the good life. But when the facts come your way from these moments of scarcity and these moments when shit's not going your way, that's when you have a decision to make. You can either sink and die and retract and pull back in, or you can fucking double down and go harder. The biggest separator from the winners to the losers is the winners. They have this delusional optimism to know and believe wholeheartedly that they are going to fucking win no matter what. It doesn't matter what happens. They've made a binary decision inside of their mind that they are going to succeed. The ones who fail don't jump in. They dip their toes in. They have a plan B. They haven't created a binary decision inside of their mind. They're like, well, if this fails, I'll go off and do this. Or building an online coaching business, that sounds nice, but it's not do or die. And so you need to be in a position where you're being pushed away from pain. Pain is a great fucking motivator. For me, I associate so much pain with not being able to grow my company. Because if this fails, guess what? I've got to go back to a 9-to-5 job, working on next to minimum wage, working 50 hours a week in a toxic fucking environment, working late hours. I hate it. Absolutely hate it. So the only other option inside of my mind, if I don't push through this resistance and push through this fucking pain that I'm experiencing, is to go back to a 9-to-5 job. And that pain is far greater than the pain of me actually pushing forward and doing the fucking work. You need to have the belief and the certainty in yourself before the result fucking comes. Don't wait for the result to come before you be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make this work. No, it needs to be flipped in reverse. You need to believe that it's going to fucking work, and having the belief that it's going to fucking work is going to influence your actions, and your actions are gonna be so much more powerful if you believe it works. If you don't believe it works, guess what's gonna happen? You're gonna run into a fucking brick wall, a story's gonna come up and say, I told you so, and you're gonna say, yeah, you're right, story, imaginary story, and you're gonna fail. You're gonna fall off the end of the earth. I've seen so many online fitness coaches come in, not only inside of my own mastermind, but inside of all these other masterminds that I've been a part of. They jump in, they realize how fucking hard it is, the expectation inside of their mind does not match up with the blueprint that they're experiencing inside of reality, and it causes chaos. They end up falling off the wagon. This isn't for me. Like, this is too hard. They might blame the mentor, the system, anything outside of themselves to validate their laziness and to protect their ego. I'm here to build a fucking movement of people that are driven to grow. I am not here to build a movement of pretenders and people that just sit on the sidelines and watch our players win. If I allow pretenders inside of my group, they're going to normalize shitty standards for the rest of the group, and they're only going to drown the rest of the community. I must make it a mission of mine to always remove the pretenders and the people that aren't doing the work to allow the players to continue to rise. We've got coaches inside of the group that are doing 40, 50, 100K plus months. We've got one coach doing over 200K a month. And the ones that are successful are the ones that believe in themselves and back themselves before they've actually gotten the result, and they're willing to do whatever the fuck it takes to win. So my question for you guys today is simply this. Are you delusional? Do you have this unwavering belief inside of yourself that no matter how many problems or challenges come your way, you got this shit? You know you got this shit. Or are you simply entering mentorship programs, starting out in a place of scarcity, starting out with beliefs and stories that don't actually serve you and don't serve the actions that you need to take to get the result that you want to get? This journey is going to be very difficult at times, myself included. few weeks ago, I launched 112 ads. All of them bombed, except two. So what do you have to do? You fucking go again, and you go again, and you go again, and you go again, until one day you get the breakthrough. The unfortunate reality is that most online fitness coaches don't allow themselves to experience the breakthrough. Why? Because they fucking give up too early. They have expectations that are so skewed from reality. It's not as simple as launching an ad and pressing a fucking button and then clients and money starts pouring from the sky. If it was that easy, every online fitness coach would be a millionaire. It's going to take work. It's going to take reps. It's going to take you leading yourself and coaching yourself through your own bullshit. And it's going to take you making a decision that no matter what happens, you are willing to do whatever the fuck it takes to win. The end. Team, comment down below with your revelations from this. Do you have this sense of delusional optimism inside of you? This fire and this certainty inside of yourself? Fuck the mentorship program. Fuck the system. Fuck what's happening around you. What's happening internally? That's what truly matters. This is why you can give 10 people the exact same system, 5 go off and win big, and 5 fail miserably. It's not because of the system. It's because of the belief and the certainty and the stories and the emotions and the beliefs that you have around what it takes to achieve said outcome. And once you can overcome that shitty-ass standard of belief and stories and emotions and perspectives that are holding you back, then chances are all of your marketing problems, your sales problems are going to start to dissipate. I've been there. I've been in a place of scarcity where I went from $8,000 a week down to $1,000 a week. Pulled my girlfriend out of her job at the cafe. Baby, we fucking made it. We're going to make it rain this year. Shit stopped working. I went from 8K a week down to 1K a week and I was stuck in the pit in a place of scarcity. Constantly anxious at a debilitating level. Wondering how I'm going to be able to show up as the man inside of the relationship and still be able to provide for my partner after I pulled her out of this job. But when you're in a place of scarcity, when you're in pain, when you're inside of the fucking pit, when things aren't working, when your back is against the wall, that's what matters. That's when your true character is revealed. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're fucked.